I'm a fireball.
Every Friday on the ticket, it's Palm Beach Harley Davidson Football Friday, getting you ready for the weekend's action. Palm Beach Harley Davidson Football Friday, brought to you by Palm Beach Harley Davidson, always your number one draft choice. Also sponsored by Lexus of North Miami, always an amazing deal. And by Sandbar Grill in the Grove, home of the fish taco.
We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room, where you got your Sunday triple stack. Coming up, starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday, $130 buy-in, $15,000 guaranteed prize pool. Dolphins take on the Patriots this Sunday.
How you, listen, I know how I feel about it. I know what I want to see. But I'm kind of a realist. And, you know, fans tend to, regardless of what the situation is, get frustrated at their team, regardless of how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that with the Heat. So, what do you guys expect this weekend?
I can't say anything because I'm picking this game later on in the show.
You're like Herb Street.
I just don't know what you would go to on this Dolphins team and feel like they got it going great, especially with their best defender now not playing.
Well, here's what I've always thought teams should do. Okay. One, get the ball out of Tom Brady's hands quick. And I know that sounds crazy, but you have to. Because the longer it's in his hands, the more you can get hurt. The quicker it's out of his hands, again. Who is that? Amendola? No, Amendola's down here.
Edelman.
Okay. Would you rather be beat by Edelman or Tom Brady?
I'd rather be by Edelman.
Okay, so there you go. Now, first things first, and I know this sounds redundant, but I will say this every week for this team. Make them one-dimensional so you stop the run. I don't care that they don't run it that much, but every team that faces the Dolphins, the first thing they try to do is establish the run. If you prove you can't stop the run, then play action kills you. So, stop the run, be stout up front. Try to get some pressure up the middle, okay? My theory is this. If you have linebackers that can't cover, blitz them. Because back there in the secondary, floundering around ain't doing you no good.
Do you look at this and say, like, the Dolphins, even if they were to play a decent game defensively, which, you know, well, I guess you could look at the Indianapolis game and say, you did fine.
It's very easy to keep everybody.
I mean, not really.
It's very easy to keep everybody in New England in front of you. Now, Josh Gordon is a beast. But very rarely do they throw it up to him. He's always running like slants or, you know, comebacks or stuff like that. So keep the ball in front of you. Be a good tackling team this week and stop the run. That gives you a chance. I can't promise you anything after that.
I don't like the feeling of the only thing Dolphin fans are really resting their hat on is that, you know, we get them from time to time down here.
No, you can't. No, like, okay.
It's not just time to time. It's four out of the last five.
But how many people were on this team?
Well, if you're looking at last year, a bunch.
Including Jay Cutler.
Including Jay Cutler.
Which is a shocker.
Primetime. Primetime game, though, Robbie.
And that was pride. Leroy declared that a pride game, and that's what happened.
Oh, no. You know, like, I don't just throw that out there all willy-nilly.
Don't.
Right. So, when I say pride game,
But do we look at this and say that Tannehill, who's still working his way back from injury, he can't get into a firefight
man,
with this team.
There's so many things that have to happen for Tannehill to have a good game. And it's no knock on him. Tannehill could have a great game. If that defense isn't stopping anybody, the Dolphins are going to end up with 40.
But they're both not good. Here. Like, the Dolphins have found ways to win games, and it's impressive that they're 6-6. But ranking-wise in the league, like, they're not good on either end. Okay, they don't. Right. We've said this. Okay. They don't have anything we can really rely on this team.
Right.
It's crazy they are where they are. But
here's what happens to the Dolphins. In all those games where a team has had 30 to 35 carries for 150-plus yards, what ends up happening is I look right over at how many plays the Dolphins have, 45 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot win a football game like that. You can't. Because keep in mind, most teams script the first 10 to 15 plays. So basically, you run 25 plays. So That being said, part of the reason why they happen to be so bad in some of these games is because they don't have enough opportunities, which means they can't get off the field, which means a team is gradually moving the ball down the field. Very seldomly do they give up big plays. It'll be 5 yards, 10 yards, 12 yards, maybe a 15-yarder. But teams move the ball down the field because their whole offense is open. You have to go all out to stop one thing. Because guess what? You can win a game if the quarterback throws for 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But if a running back runs for 150, your percentages drop dramatically.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right. Got some good news, boys. Looks like Goran Dragic is going to play tonight as the Heat take on the Suns. Dragic says his knee is good. He's ready to step on the floor, although he does expect a minutes restriction tonight. He went through shoot-around.
I play tonight because I remember this trust that the Suns put on me. And everybody say, oh, this Goran Dragic, he's selfish because he doesn't trust Suns. But would you trust these bastards?
Here's the question.
Uh-huh.
You can't have five guys on your team with minutes restrictions, right? D-Wade was supposed to be, but he ended up playing 35 minutes.
Yeah.
JJ.
Yep.
Now Goran.
That's three.
Okay. Who else is just, I mean, Derrick Jones. Remember they said, oh, we're going to work him back in.
Derrick Jones, though, man. Right? Like,
I know. But I'm just saying, okay, you have 13 guys dressed and four or five of them on minutes restrictions for whatever reason.
All I know is this starting group has stunk lately, and the fact that they're getting him back to start a game is huge because right. I don't like the chemistry of that crew. Bam's going to start tonight, which will be fun.
Right.
I can't wait.
I'm interested to see, and here's the thing that I wish Hassan would pay attention to. Look at the energy when he's not in there. And just accept the fact that, look, man, I got to pick up my energy and have it for more time during the course of a game instead of getting all mopey. Because once I get mopey, I get slow. He's slow. Everything slows down.
Mm-hmm.
He gets frustrated. Then he starts dribbling the ball off of the wickets. Right?
Yep.
That's what he does.
What else you got, Beast?
Bad news for the Dolphins. Xavien Howard is definitely out.
Snake bit.
Whole season.
Yeah, it has been. It has been. It happens, man.
But if they win.
If they win.
7-6.
Here.
You're taking on the stupid Jaguars who got no cojones.
Still got the Vikings, too.
Don't worry about that game. Then you take on the Bills.
Wait.
That's in Buffalo.
Don't worry about the Vikings.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about the Jaguars next week.
They're not going to win the game.
Here.
They're not going to win the Vikings. They don't win on the road. Okay? But they got one chance. So let's just say they can set themselves up for a nice fat 9-7. Will that be good enough? Perhaps.
Well, here's the look. Everybody said this team was going to suck. Right?
Yes.
Okay? They haven't been great, but they haven't sucked. They're 6-6 right now. Which is, according to what folks thought before the season, is better than they thought they'd be.
You're one win away from winning your bet against Will Manzo.
Right. No, I already tied it.
You're at least getting a push.
By the way, right. Jake Brendel is also out, and Amendola and Swanson listed as questionable.
So who's going to play center?
Brett Romberg.
By the way, we're going to have a celebrity dartboard guy.
What do you mean?
Will Manzo.
Oh, all right.
Dolphins have to win one more game.
He really want to go to the dartboard of doom?
He
made the bet. Bet's a bet.
Lose. That was the bet.
Yeah,
so there's a chance that the sports director of Channel 10
correct
going to the dartboard
can be dressed like Pootie Tang.
He should have to do the news like that, right?
Oh my god.
At least we'll get some publicity out of that.
Now that I have a visual, That would be tremendous.
Does he know what he's in for?
No, I don't think he has any idea. He's too busy at the Turkish bathhouse.
Wait, he's... But look, this guy's so handsome, he might hit just fling it and hit the red. Hit the bullseye.
Oh, that'd be really annoying. We would all have to throw.
Right. That would be so annoying. Then you just see, look, he just see him come in with his little bag of eggs after just going to the bathhouse, just getting a nice little rub down. He pulls out like a gold dart. Boop, bullseye, and walks out. Just leaves.
Anything else, Beast?
Nope. We're good.
What do you think about this, Leroy?
What's up?
One of your favorite athletes, LeBron James, wants to bring in one of your least favorite athletes, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh. No! No!
Melo!
Friends are friends.
There's two ways we can look at this.
No, there's only
two
one
ways,
way.
Two ways.
There's only one
Either
way.
One, he's just putting that out there so he seems like a good friend. Or he really wants to do right by his guy and bring him on in.
Let me explain something to you. The one thing that the Lakers have is they may not play that great a defense, but they all run. They are up and down the floor every night, and it makes it fun to watch, right? Carmelo, what? He goes to the scorer's table with a limp.
He's LeBron.
He's not running.
He's going to have, for the first time, he's going to have his, it'll be like Batman and Robin. No. Except no. Robin's going to be like, no. I'm not talking about like a cool Robin. I'm talking like the one that was on the old TV show with the bam blouse, wearing the slippers. Like a haggard
dude,
Robin.
Come on.
What?
You think, wait, let me ask you a question. He goes and has a conversation with Magic.
Uh-huh.
He says, Magic, I think I want to try to get Carmelo in, you know, for some outside shooting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Magic is saying?
I don't know. Magic's very positive. He's very happy, smiling all the time.
Says, LeBron, I see what you're doing there. Melo?
It's his friend.
So was D-Wade.
They're not winning the title anyways. It doesn't matter.
You think he's better friends with D-Wade or Carmelo?
Yeah, but D-Wade had stuff in the tank left.
Yeah, but he got rid of D-Wade. Melo?
Whatever.
Man, Melo.
But he's...
Whatever. It doesn't matter. They're not winning.
Melo,
it doesn't matter.
Listen, Melo right now would struggle playing at LA Fitness.
It's really embarrassing, though. Like, he's been cast aside. This is a guy going to the Hall of Fame.
No, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's a great basketball player.
Right.
Was.
Nobody's calling him.
Yeah. Was.
He's got
to
be.
Was.
What's his claim to fame?
The last time other than win?
His claim to fame is three Olympic gold medals, which it's not
which
like
is a fine
he did
claim
on his
to fame.
Own.
Look, not everybody's going to be a championship
Somebody
player.
Somebody said Tobin. He denied that already.
Did he?
Yeah.
So it's just to put it out there.
Yeah.
Listen to me for a second. Yes, the gold medals is great, and that's wonderful. Not everyone does that. Not everyone wins a championship. But what is his accomplishments? Like, what has he done? Like, who does he
Dude,
make
I,
better?
Clearly,
anything?
Syracuse. Wait, I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
You don't remember Melo in that run when they won that title. Whew.
Oh, in Syracuse?
In Syracuse, I do. I sat courtside and watched him play and kill the University of Miami.
Denver Melo.
And?
Although he didn't help anybody.
Yes!
He was a straight scorer.
He didn't
help
anybody.
Well, I've said that his whole career.
That's not a credential to getting in the Hall of Fame.
No, to be a great player, it is. He's a great player. He's not now.
No, he's washed.
He's like, yeah, man, it's okay. Look.
But he's a great player. He's a great player in a vacuum.
Was.
Okay. Was a great player in a vacuum.
He probably would have been, like, if Carmelo would have set up his contract, right, it probably would have been Carmelo here instead of Chris Bosh. Like, that was the talk.
Yeah, he wasn't a free agent at the time. That's the only reason.
And they would not have won the title.
But he wanted his money. Which, good for him.
I mean, look. Man, Carmelo has had a great career. Had and was is never something you want to say about a current professional player in any sport.
Do you think he's hit up D Wade too?
No.
Why?
Although
that's all the Heat need is another guy to come.
I'm not saying the Heat said yes. I'm asking you if Carmelo has hit up D Wade, saying, "Is there an opening? You guys were interested in the offseason."
I'm gonna tell you this.
Hey, you guys need bodies.
This is how that conversation goes. You be Melo. I'll be D-Wade.
Hey, D, what's going on, man?
Nah, bro.
No. I didn't even say anything.
I already know.
Come on, man. Let me be there for one last dance.
Bron, call me.
Come on, you know you don't want to play with James Johnson.
You can't run.
I can shoot.
Kinda.
We'll play throwback.
Go look at Melo's stats.
Throwback.
The only way Melo would work in the NBA is if they had the four-point shot where you just stand in the circle and shoot it.
No, it wouldn't even work then.
It would.
I mean, this team could use, like, some late-game isolation situations.
Really? That's what you want?
God.
That's what you want to throw him in there for the last 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Right.
You trust him more or Jay Rich?
I trust Jay Rich more.
Ooh, oh, I don't know about that.
At this point, are you serious? End of the game. You guys tell me right now.
I don't know.
At the end of the game, you would take Carmelo over Jay Rich.
I think I might.
Has Jay Rich even gotten a shot up? I mean,
he steps out of bounds.
He clinched a game against the
Jay Rich stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he did have that layup the other day.
Okay,
that's one.
Then he went 2 for 14 his next game.
Correct.
He's only been the guy for 6 minutes.
He's been in the league.
But he hasn't been. He hasn't had that role.
He must have the biggest heels in the league. Like, he does step out of bounds a lot.
He does.
Like, I'm telling, he must have platypus feet. I don't know what's going on there.
Hey, one of our engineers is here, Ruben. Ruben, we want to broadcast from the Homestead Miami Zoo, the Zoo Miami, on Monday. Can we do that? Because they're gonna have a porcupine pick the Orange Bowl, and we want to be there to witness it live.
Do they have internet?
Sure, they have internet.
We just need their permission.
Do it.
All right, we're going to go broadcast live from the Porcupine.
Yeah, I love it.
This is not happening.
15 Minutes of Heat is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 Minutes of Heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. And now you can get up to 5 lines of Xfinity Mobile talk and text included at no additional cost. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. Your Miami Heat take on the Phoenix Suns tonight. 9 o'clock tip-off from the desert. They have a stupid arena name now. I don't know what the hell it's called. It's like Talking Stick Arena or some nonsense like that. Yeah. It's a dumb name. Talking Stick Resort Arena.
Why?
Because they paid.
Oh, it's a sports and entertainment. Yeah, okay.
I don't know, but that's going down. Tommy Tighe and Zaz will have your pregame starting at 8 o'clock. Get you all ready for the action. Goran Dragic is expected to play today. He said on his knee that my knee is not great, but it's good enough. So he's gutting it out. Heat culture. Now, Leroy's mad at me. I just want you guys to know.
Why is this?
He got mad at me during the break because some texters were spouting off about, you know, Jay Rich being Chalmers and that Jay Rich is not more clutch than Melo, even broken-ass Melo. And you were saying that, man, why don't you and other guys want to give the young guy a chance to develop? Which I say is a straw man because I'm the one who you yell at because I always want to play the young guy.
Because our situations are real different. Okay?
Not different.
You want to play the young guy instead of. But what Jay Rich, first of all, is playing out of position. He's better off the ball, but he has to handle the ball. So he's doing something that he is not his best on the basketball court.
But I always want the young guy and to give the young guy a chance. You saying that I don't, but I do, boxed in.
No.
Break box.
Nay. No.
I mean, listen.
Boxed in.
This is how this is going to work.
It's a box.
In about 2 seconds.
No.
I'm going to fold your little bitty arms, across your chest, and I'm going to stuff you in one of these little boxes.
You always say that I want the young guy and that I'd never give the young guy a chance. When, in fact, that's all I do.
Okay.
Boxed in.
Okay, so you don't like Jay Rich.
I do like Jay Rich. I would like him to stop stepping out of bounds.
Okay. What I'll say is, at what point? Look, there's a difference in a guy sitting on the bench and say another guy's there, and you say, I want to play the young guy, but the young guy's not good enough.
It's talking about the young guy finally getting an opportunity
because of the team. Mm-hmm. He gets an opportunity. They want him to be the man.
Right.
But they're asking him to handle the ball.
Uh-huh.
Something which might not be his strength. So he's learning on the go. That's not – primarily he plays off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But he's asked to, you know, handle the ball a lot more.
That young guy got an experience, and you're giving that guy the time. I want Bam to get the time.
Different position.
This is a hot.
And I wouldn't – look, I agree with you with Bam. I agree with you
with Bam.
Okay,
so boxed in.
But it's a different –
Guess what? I just dumped it. No one heard it on the radio.
You know what? You're a real bastard, and you're taking away content. That's dishonesty that you just put.
He used to dump on that?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Play it again, Robbie.
No. Robbie,
play it again, Robbie.
No. Nay. That's it. This is going to be addressed at the meeting tomorrow.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You know what?
We have a meeting amongst the board ops tomorrow.
What if a UFC fighter just walked under the set right now?
No.
And we didn't have any dumps left.
What a waste. That's a bad judgment of you as a manager.
No, because I'm sick and tired of you just being able to get your boxed in whenever the hell you want.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
What, you're salty?
It's not your box.
No, it is.
It is not your box.
It is.
No, it is not your
box. That's
my
court.
No, it is not. Leroy could just as well have a box.
No, he doesn't have a box. That's because he's boxed in. You can't box somebody from the box. That makes no sense.
I can't believe you wasted a dump on that. A double dump.
You used both?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're stuck.
Play it again, Robbie.
No.
But
I just
got now.
I just dumped it again.
What are you doing? Anyway.
Wait a minute. Can we talk about Dwayne Wade and seeing the, was it Diana Taurasi having her own street?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, thank
you. So on Dwayne's Instagram, check this out. He's walking at this stupid talking stick arena where the Suns play, and I guess also where the Phoenix Mercury play.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Home of Diana Taurasi, the Lady Goat.
Yep.
And she has a street named after her, Taurasi Way.
Right.
So he took a picture.
And so he puts on Instagram a little video, and this is what he had to say.
Yo, so Diana Taurasi, you got your own street by the arena, dog? Oh, man, you a legend. I got to do better.
Oh, we're helping you do better.
Yeah.
We're helping you do better.
But wait, why did
this is getting downright embarrassing.
Why did he have to sound like Hassan Whiteside in the beginning of that?
He did. He really did.
He did.
He had the same cadence as Hassan.
This is getting embarrassing.
What?
Okay. Taurasi has a street.
Yep.
D. Wade, we got to go through.
We got to jump through hoops.
Yep.
Jump through hoops to get him a street. Well, no. Here. Let me clarify this, okay? Because here's what the issue is with D-Wade. See, I don't know how it works in Phoenix, but here, Tobin has picked the longest road in Florida.
Yeah, but a deserved road.
It's also a state road.
I don't care.
It's also a national road. It goes all the way up the coast. Route 1.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It turns into a different road once you get to the end of Aventura.
But here's the kicker. Because it's a state road, got to go through the state.
Only curmudgeons. That's the only thing that's holding it up. And I'm tired of it. And, by the way, I also want to tell these politicians, I appreciate the support. I'm tired of the victory lap being taken. We got to make this happen. He's letting you know he wants his road.
Somebody's taking a lap before the game's played?
All I'm saying is I appreciate everybody coming in studio. I appreciate all the support that we've been getting from the city. But it's time to go tell these state yahoos, let's go already.
But they can't do that until they go up
I
there.
I want it done now.
By the way,
right?
Is Diana Taurasi, I think she's still like active.
Yes.
I don't think she's retired yet.
She's still playing.
That's what I've been saying.
I wonder if they had a ceremony.
Oh, my God.
Of course they had a ceremony. What do you
think? I'm looking it up right now.
You think somebody just gets a road and there's no ceremony?
What's it called? Diana Taurasi?
Here's what I want. I want a beautiful, clear day out there in front of the arena. Birds chirping. Maybe a couple clouds. Picturesque. I want Mayor Suarez there. I want him to hand Wade a key to the city. It's going to be you, me, Beast, and Robbie.
Wait a minute.
We're all going to be holding this rope.
Wait a minute.
And we're going to, hold on. We're going to be pulling the rope, and then all of a sudden,
fireworks.
Dwayne Wade Boulevard is unveiled.
Yeah. I like it.
So you know what the because Diana Taurasi is the female goat.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Mercury.
Yeah.
Had a have a goat petting zoo for her.
That's cool.
Don't the Patriots have that too?
At the ceremony?
No, who's the baseball player that owned the goat?
You're talking about the guy who the guy
Cubs?
Who
are you talking
you're talking about the guy that, the Cubs fan who got banned from the ballpark?
The Billy Goat, yeah.
Yeah, the Billy Goat.
No. So there was a baseball player who owned a goat and brought it to he had a little pin for it at the stadium. I promise you. They had to get rid of it because he got traded.
What?
Yes.
Bro.
I'm serious. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. It's true.
I swear to God, if I mean
look it up.
Baseball player who owned a goat.
The Billy Goat comes up. The Billy Goat curse comes up.
No, current day.
Somebody says Wade sounded drunk AF in that video. Perhaps.
He sounded like Hassan, so that would explain a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what he said? He's probably sipping on
That's
his
Wade. He's so frustrated.
He's probably sipping on his Wade wine. He goes,
I wonder what that tastes like.
Tarazi has it's good.
Tastes like greatness.
He's like, Tarazi has a street? Yeah. Let me send out the bat signal and let all the politicians know, hey, where's my street you promised? Where's my street?
He can't do that.
He's not doing that. He's subtly doing it. It's sub-Instagramming.
Yeah.
Letting them know, hey, if the lady goat gets one, the Miami goat deserves one.
You know where he learned that from, right?
Who?
LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron's a sub-tweeter. I think Wade's taking it to a different level with sub-Instagramming.
Yeah, sub-IG is a new level.
You guys can go see the video, by the way. It's on my Twitter account, at Brendan_Tobin.
I'll retweet it at 7. I'm tracking down the goat story.
Now, apologize.
It hasn't been tracked down yet.
No, I'm confirming.
Yes.
Just
apologize.
Relax.
Apologize.
No.
All of you.
No, it's not been confirmed yet.
I'm not apologizing. Not until you accept your box.
No.
Can't outbox a boxer, as the texter says.
No, texter didn't.
Yeah, they did. Can't outbox a boxer.
That's not true.
8927.
That is not true.
What's not true?
You're
talking about the goat thing's not true? You can't
the goat thing is true. No. He got traded.
No, first of all.
His family loved the goat.
Okay, what
are you talking about Mark Burley and his pit bulls?
No.
Okay, listen. Everything that people are saying Valleca, but he played for the Yard Goats.
Valleca? Mm. Sounds like Chris Valleca, former Marlin.
It's Pat Valleca. And he paid for a team called the Yard Goats. He didn't have a goat.
No, not true. Player had a goat.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Texters in the NunezLaw.com text line 67974, please.
Who had the goat?
Oh, someone says Zach Kosar. Let's look.
I don't think anybody
had wait a minute. Yeah, he did get traded. That might be your answer.
He had a goat. He had to get traded. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he was on the Reds, and then he got traded to the Angels.
He got traded because he had a goat?
No. It wasn't a goat. It was a donkey.
Okay, so it was an ass.
Donald.
Close enough.
Donald. Bro,
your animal facts are whacked out.
Donald the donkey.
Where do you get goat from donkey?
It looked like a goat when I saw it on TV.
I need to get you some glasses. Are you serious right now?
Maybe I was drinking some of that D-Wade
wine. Okay, so Joey Votto promised Cozart a pet donkey.
How much are you drinking at the L Bar before you come in here for these Friday shows?
No, I didn't have any coffee. I need some coffee.
Last week was the chickens.
Yeah, your Friday animal facts are out of this world.
Wait.
It should be a new thing.
Wait.
Leroy's Friday animal facts.
Let me explain something to you. I wasn't the only one about the chickens. Stop throwing that in my face.
I'm not going to stop throwing
that in
your face.
A lot of people
did it. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know about the chickens.
I didn't know about the chickens.
Right. Nobody knew.
That's fine.
The people at the coffee place didn't know.
Okay. At one point, everybody thought the earth was flat. All those people were idiots.
Well, some people still think it's flat.
They're even dumber.
Kyrie.
It was Zach Kosar. Joey Votto gave him a donkey after he made the All-Star team in 2016.
All right. It was a donkey. Still was.
It's not the same thing.
Close enough. Had four legs, didn't it?
What?
I mean, Wade was in this video. Can you play that again? He really is in this video thinking to himself, where's my street?
Yo, so Diana Taurasi, you got your own street by the arena, dog?
S'mores?
Oh, man, you a legend. I got to do better.
He sounds like Hassan.
Miami.
Someone please tell him to stop hanging around Hassan.
Mayor, Mr. Mayor. It's time to put the full court press
on
this.
What about your boy Mike Grieco?
Yeah, Mike Grieco's supposed to take the alley-oop upstate and get this done. But I need this drawn up. I need this done. Let's go, boys.
And
it's time to roll. I will.
Wade said he has to do better. So does that mean that we need to we need to do better than just Biscayne?
No, she's got like the side street. We're giving him the street.
The main street. Wade is not a side street.
No.
Nope.
He is a main highway into
all of it.
The arena.
All of it. They need to be like Marv Albert next year, when if by some chance he'd have a national TV game, he needs to be saying live from the American Airlines Arena on Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
That is correct.
That's what needs to be happening.
That has a nice ring to it, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we could have, if the Heat ever do win another championship, Mike Inglis said, this is going to be a parade down Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
Robbie, find that call coming in for next segment. Find my Mike Inglis call with him saying Dwayne Wade Boulevard. It's beautiful. It gives you goosebumps. Makes you visualize the next championship.
You sure
where Bam Adebayo is leading the Heat to another ring.
You sure it's goosebumps and not chicken bumps?
Minus one.
Minus one.
Doom picks are next. That's what it's going to sound like. I'm telling you.
Before we start this, there's been something that's been bothering me now for a couple of days, and it involves one Brian the Beast London.
Not surprising.
The other day, right? You know he ordered food?
Yep.
And had it delivered to
the station? Yeah, and had it and put it out for everybody
put
in
it
the
out for
meeting
everybody.
Room. Yep.
Didn't ask me or you
yep.
if we would like any
or
of
me.
His food.
Nope.
Now,
and
this was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he's been over to my house, break some bread a couple
multiple
of times.
Times.
We've been to Capitol Grill.
Not mistaken.
Kuro.
We've been to Kuro.
We've been to Council Oak.
Council Oak.
You just got us Sports Grill Wings the other day.
Sports Grill Wings.
And yet.
And before, when we were doing the show before, we went to, with me, him, Rock, and E. Reed, we went down in Aventura. We went to steak place there.
Sounds like more times than you can count.
Right. And he couldn't ask me if I wanted a little finger sandwich. Nothing.
And of course he disappeared.
Of course he did.
Of course he disappears.
Let me explain something to you.
Low rent.
But guess what? You know who was there? Let me go down the list.
You know this guy, like
Lynn.
Yep.
He probably asked Carrie Ann.
Of course.
Okay, anybody else in the building?
Probably that PR suit who's
the
over there.
The PR suit that was there? Yeah.
I wasn't,
Nope. There is nothing you could possibly say that should not begin and end with, you know what?
My bad.
I should have made sure that I asked you and Tobin because you my boys. But no, it doesn't work that way.
What was in the spread?
Not with you. Don't matter.
It was corned beef, pastrami, brisket, matzo ball soup, latkes, knishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. L'chaim, see? I like Jewish food.
I like matzo. Well, I didn't invite Dina and Jade either, and they're pissed at me.
They are not your boys.
Yeah, they didn't take you for steak.
Yeah. How many times did they feed you? In fact, to take it one step further, all the little candy you eat, guess where that comes from?
Jade.
Yes, that's right. Comes from Jade's office.
Lacking thought.
Man,
that sounds
you
like
are
Beast.
The worst.
I think he might be
boxed in.
Except I want to box you in and not give you a little hole to breathe.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our doom picks.
Okay,
Beast, you're up
first.
Right? You are in last place.
All right. Rams at Bears. This is Sunday night, right, Robbie? The Rams are a 3-point favorite on the road at the Bears. Now, I don't know if weather's going to be a factor. Does this count as West Coast team traveling?
But it's a night game.
The Midwest,
it's a night game. And it's a central time zone. It's not Eastern time zone.
Right. So I'm going to pick the Rams.
No, speaking of sandwich, could you eat that sandwich a little less?
There's no sandwich. It's no sandwich. I don't have a sandwich in my mouth.
What do you have right now?
Gum.
That's not,
That's worse.
You know what you are, pro. What are you doing?
You are Jalen Ramsey. You are playing man-to-man coverage on our show.
Saints at Bucks. Saints favored by 8. I'm taking the Saints. Colts at Texans. Houston is a 5-point favorite. I'll take the Texans. And last but not least, Giants at Redskins. God, I don't want to pick this game. I'll pick the Giants, I guess.
They're 3.5-point favorites. Yeah. Just for the tape.
Who's favorites?
The Giants. The
Giants are 3.5-point favorite.
Am I next?
I'll pick the Giants.
Or is Robbie
next? All right.
Go ahead.
Nope, you're next.
Okay.
Robbie's in first place right now.
I have the Ravens visiting the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite. I'm taking the Chiefs because, I mean, Lamar Jackson has to throw the ball in order to convince me he can play.
Okay.
I have the Jets visiting the Bills.
Oof, what a terrible game.
This is a yuck fest.
What's the spread?
3.5 is the spread.
4?
For the Bills. The Bills are favored by 3.5, which scares me, but I'm going to go with the Bills.
All right.
I have the Eagles visiting the Cowboys. I don't trust the Eagles this year, even though they're 6-6. The Cowboys seem to be on somewhat of a run, and they play pretty good at home. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
What's the spread?
They're favored by 3.5. And I will call this a pride game, but the Raiders just aren't good. The Steelers are visiting the Raiders, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are favored by 10.5. I will take the Steelers, although I don't know how good they really are. I just know Oakland is really, really bad.
Really bad. All right. Robbie's technically in first place right now because he won last night, so I will go. Bengals are at the Chargers. Chargers are a 14-point favorite at home, but if Leroy won't call it a pride game, we discussed this yesterday, I'm not using the pride factor, so I'm going to lay the 14 and pick the Chargers. I got the Lions at the Cardinals.
Whew.
Matt Patricia is my least favorite person in the NFL that's not associated with the Jaguars. I don't like him, so I'm going with the Cardinals.
You're getting 2.5 points.
Yeah, I'll take the points.
Hey, Cardinals, I did a pride last week.
Is it 2.5 or is it 3, Robbie?
I know it was 3. You're right. It's 3. It was 2.5 at one point, but on the card it said 3. That's all that matters.
Vikings at Seahawks. Seahawks are back, man. Seahawks are back. 12th man is back.
They are, and the Vikings seem to be struggling. I don't know what's wrong with them.
I'm going
to
go with the Seahawks at home, and I'll lay the 3 points. And then I got the Falcons at the Packers. Packers are somehow 5.5-point favorites. I realize that Matt Ryan has to go outside. But I got 2 words for you. Joe Philbin.
Philbin. Actually, Joe, no, it's 4 words. Joe Philbin calling plays.
Oh, yeah. Is that scary? Wait. Let me ask you a question. What happens if they just start lighting it up and they give him the permanent job?
Oh, God.
Based on him calling plays. How would you feel about?
Then I guess the Larry Coker jokes are going to come back with him because, I mean, it's going to be crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
Do you think it's even possible? Because they love him in Green Bay. I don't know.
No.
They love him in Green Bay.
No, they're going to give it to Harbaugh or somebody high profile. No.
I'm telling you who's going to be the coach.
Who?
Urban Meyer.
You think so?
Wait a minute.
Nobody thought he was going to be the coach at Ohio State when he left Florida.
But he's got a brain cyst, though.
He's going to have surgery in the offseason, right? It's probably already planned. And he's going to say, you know what? I'm better.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league will fix your brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Robbie, what do you got? You got 3 games because you won last night on the Jaguars-Titans game.
So you got the Falcons in that game, I assume. And, I'm 1-0 so far. Let's start with the Panthers at the Browns. The Panthers are 2-point road favorites in Cleveland. Panthers have not been playing well. They've lost 4 in a row. I don't like them on the road no matter how bad the team is. I will take the Browns and the 2 points. Yes.
Whoa. I'm with them. They lost Greg Olsen again. I'm with them.
Ron Rivera has
he's hurt a lot.
Yeah. Well, he probably shouldn't have played this year.
Because that foot, it's not really fixed. Is he going to have surgery or he had it already?
I think he's probably going to go broadcast next year. He's been like getting groomed for that stuff.
Is he going to replace Witten?
He should.
Oh, my God. I'd give anything for anyone to replace Witten.
We have a hard time with this in radio sometimes. Like, there are knowledgeable people doing radio, but they're not entertaining.
Yeah.
And I think
I don't find him to be either.
Really?
He's not good as an analyst, and he's not entertaining, and he's not a good broadcaster.
Yeah.
Kind of tired of former Cowboys getting the gigs, too. Let's broaden our horizons here a little bit.
Well, I mean, Romo is really great, and Aikman is solid. Like, and Witten sucks.
I think Aikman's hammered half the time.
What are you doing there?
He got so mad at the officials for calling a hold yesterday.
Oh my
goodness! He goes, "What are we doing here?"
He does get like offended, like he's the coach.
What else you got, Robbie?
All right, I got the Denver Broncos at the San Francisco 49ers. Ooh. Denver is a 4-point road favorite. They have been playing better lately, but big blow losing Emmanuel Sanders to that Achilles injury in the middle of practice. Nick Mullins plays better at home. I will take the 49ers and the 4 points at home.
Feeling a little froggy with this game.
Coming back to the field.
Love the home dogs.
Feeling a little froggy, Robbie. And what do you got finally?
Speaking of home dogs, the Patriots at the Dolphins. The Patriots are 7.5 point favorites. It never makes sense. The Patriots, every year, they have the much better team. They're supposed to crush the Dolphins every single time they play, no matter where it's at. But somehow, some way, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, the Dolphins find a way to win this game. And the line has not moved, even without Xavier Howard. Something's fishy. I may regret this, but I'm going to take the Dolphins.
Wow.
And take the 7.5 points.
Bold.
Not what really.
You don't think so?
Not really. They always play them tough down here. And I know you look at
that. Don't we sound like the Heat, though? Or like, oh, it's the Vice jerseys.
No. No, the Dolphins actually do always play.
We were all laughing at Leroy last year when he said the Dolphins would hang around with the Patriots, and then we had Jay Cutler at quarterback.
A pride game. He's not giving you a pride game in this one. This is not a pride game. It does not have pride qualifications.
It's not here. I try to avoid pride games when you have a bunch of hurt players, right? Because sometimes the reason why they were second string is because they weren't good as the starters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your team's just not as good. So it's hard for me to try to, you know, squeeze blood out of those turnips.
What?
There is none.
Squeeze blood out of the turnips, man.
You never heard that saying?
No.
It's brilliant.
Can't squeeze blood out of a turnip.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, it makes sense. You can't. So.
I mean,
so
sometimes.
All right, so you are you picking the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think the 7 points.
You're picking to beat the spread?
Yeah.
But not the game.
It'll be close. They have a chance. Look.
I'm asking if they're going to win, Leroy.
I'm going to say it. They're going to win.
They're definitely – the Dolphins are definitely winning.
You know, that's not going to work this time,
Beast. You have ill intentions.
Here. I don't have ill intentions.
Here. What? They play at 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
It's supposed to be hot.
I'm going
to
be
steaming
in my jacuzzi, IG living. That is, if my account is still mine.
By the way, you can't – don't show the game on your IG. That's illegal.
Oh, and by the way, you're gonna want to listen to the
Hey, I don't give a damn about the game. I'm showing me.
And I'm just gonna say you're gonna want to listen to the post game show right here on the ticket after the game. That's all I'm gonna say.
Robbie's on.
Oh, that's right. Robbie's hosting the post game.
You do the post game show.
Yes, right. Yeah. That's right.
Taking phone calls for 3 hours.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So just you by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Oh, and the lines will be open. 786-360-0790. I don't even think this computer works. Maybe it does.
Wait.
We've been waiting for
this. Thanks to Zach Duarte being in Iceland.
Who? Authorized this.
Me, I put
him
on.
I hope Zach Duarte stays in Iceland.
I put him on.
Really?
Also, Robbie will also be doing a bunch of shows over the holidays.
Wow,
Robbie's getting his chance here.
Look at this, Leroy. Look at this.
Oh my!
Our baby's growing up.
He has blossomed. He has blossomed before our very eyes.
I knew there was a reason why you weren't wearing Crocs. Because you're trying to move up in the world. You put on tennis shoes.
My Crocs are on IR. They might have a career-ending injury.
Really? So you spend another $5 and get some new ones.
Was it a Liz Frank?
It's a nasty break. They have to call Dr. James.
Hey, Robbie, I'll buy you a new pair of Crocs.
Hey, I think we should all be tuned in Sunday after the game for the Robbie postgame show. I may call in.
You can call in. Call away.
Who's going to be doing running the board?
That's a good question.
I don't know. It
doesn't matter.
Grant or Antoine or
Esteban.
Lauren, maybe.
Listen, tune in to Robbie after the Dolphins game. If they lose, it'll be glorious. If they win, it'll be fantastic. Yeah. But I can't. But him unhinged, especially after he picked the Dolphins
unhinged
to win.
Unhinged Robbie? Oh.
If Gase runs the ball on 3rd and 10 late in the game in a tie game, you watch out.
Robbie, you know you have to sit here and like watch the game and take notes and like all that whole thing.
So I do anyways.
I'm at Instagram Live, me listening to Robbie.
Wait, did you hear that? B said, hey, Robbie, you know you got to watch the game and take notes. He goes, I do that anyway.
I said you guys, I had to email you guys a hot take because I didn't have a phone. Mid-game.
That was the worst.
Yeah, that was great.
And Robbie only uses his iPad for viewing other games. Like, he's taking those notes on LegalPad. Like, he's not in his notes app.
Like,
he's
old school.
He's got one of those composition notebooks. He's got them labeled by year. All right. Everybody enjoy a great weekend. Listen
to
Robbie.
I'm off Monday, boys. You got a great show because I'm off Monday.
Listen to Robbie.
Really?
Oh, you're not going to be there for the porcupine?
It's not happening, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, how about Captain Marvel?
Yeah, that needs to happen, but
I ain't
doing
it. Can we get the porcupine to call
in? I'm not involved. I'm not involved in any more promotions for this show.
Why?
Because I don't want to be responsible.
What do you mean?
You're not responsible.
You're in the meetings.
Yeah, you ditched out on the Rubles.
Yeah.
I know. We tried the damn Rubles. Our stupid sales person had a stupid Skype freaking call that was supposed to happen with the Rubles guy.
Dude, you flopped like Jalen Ramsey on those Rubles.
Beast comes to the meetings late. He doesn't have our back. But guess what got delivered on time? That food for others.
Oh, my God. I was on the phone 7 times with that deli.
Talk to you on Monday, everybody.